how did Buttigieg come together?
Well, it's Chris Guccione and I wanted to start Brassband for a really long time, and eventually we just got tired enough that we actually did it, and we called up all of our friends, and that's basically what happened.
What are some of your favorite brass bands?
I mean, they're the classics like Rebirth, Soul Rebels, but really like Youngblood Brass Band, because they're a lot more complex kind of arrangements, other stuff, a lot more big band.
Jimmy definitely got me into Youngblood. I'm definitely a big fan of, you know, when you have so many voices, you can do a lot of really cool stuff, and brass already has its own really interesting timbres, and it's just fun. You know, it's like funky, but it's acoustic, and it's powerful, and yet it can be really delicate. I don't know. It's just got a lot of different like shades to it.
It has so many layers to it, right?
Yeah, and especially if you have like 9 equally like really talented people. You know, I mean, like there are a lot of, you know, people who can play their asses off, who can write their asses off, who can rehearse their asses off. I mean, who can like put on a good show.
Sure.
Who can, you know, and that's like, that's key, because it's like one of the cool things about Booty Trove, I think, for a lot of us is that, you know, you come out of 4 years of music school and you forget that playing music's about keeping people entertained to some degree. And it's fun because, you know, you get to make people feel like they're a part of something. You take them out of there every day and you funkify them. Not a word I use on a regular basis.
No, but it's
for
true.
For interview purposes.
Right, you got to funkify your life.
You have to funkify your life.
That's essential, and
it's an honor to funkify the lives of everyone we play for. It's fun.
Right.
We have a good time.
Did y'all learn a lot of covers first? How'd you approach playing in a brass band? Did you mostly stick to originals? Or?
Yeah, certainly start off, we did a lot of covers. We tried to do a lot of unusual covers. Cakes, The Distance, Led Zeppelin's The Crunge. Originally I wanted to do some Metallica stuff, but I really couldn't find a way to make that kind of swing with the brass band.
There's always Afro Skull. They do a really good job with that too. If you get the chance, check out Afro Skull. The current and teacher of mine and a current teacher Nick Bolts and former colleague Chuck Arnold were both in Afro Skull, and they do really good heavy metal via brass. You know, we do more sort of appropriate. We're in Faubert. We're almost like children of the 90s making brass bands.
Do you have fun trying to take things out of the NOLA mold and like re-NOLAfy them?
Totally. I mean, that's like...
Dip them in the funk.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of the band's goal. You know, I mean, there are some songs that are like kind of funky and like, you know, like Living for the City. Right now I'm working on a Jill Scott arrangement. You know, it's like that stuff makes sense. But like, you know, like stuff like The Crunge is like, you know, who would have thought that you could make it, you know. Yeah, I still think people struggle to dance to it, but, you know, I mean, still, like, it's somewhat danceable. It is a 9. But it is really, like, it's a really fun project. You know, you just get to mess with genres. Ask any real musician, they just want to be good at music, not good at a genre. And a genre can be really limiting, so it's cool to take a genre that I would have to say none of us were terribly comfortable in when we started this band. I mean, were you in a brass band? Or?
No, I mean, I'm an upright bass player.
Jimmy's a classically trained.
Yeah, classically upright bass player. When I came to New Orleans, there was this like fantastic brass band music, and I had to learn to play tuba, and that's what I did. But yeah, certainly it's out of the mold, so you have to learn a lot of things. But also it's cool because then you don't sound like anybody else. Because the guys that grow up in it tend to, you know, do more of the same stuff.
They have that same sort of funk and that same sort of slant stuff. You guys having different backgrounds just gives it a different sound.
And really diverse backgrounds from every dimension and even minute details. You know, I would say probably the people with the bigger funk backgrounds are like, you know, I mean, Chris is from New Orleans. Carly and Adam have this wealth of funk vocabulary. Woody's just the king of obscurity. You know, I mean, Woody knows tunes no one else knows and like listens to music no one's ever heard of. And not for like any like hipster reason, but just because that's like what his ear is drawn to. So, you know, and like I come from a totally different sound, just being from New York and like what I grew up in. Everyone adds something, but at the end of the day, really the biggest challenge and the most fun part of the challenge is how do we make that cohesive? Like how do we make that one wall of sounds? And then we become ourselves when we need to be, but you know, how do we make 9 people one experience. And that's what Booty Trove, I think, is to a lot of us, you know.
When you're creating your own tunes, do you mostly work them out live? How does your process work when you're creating your own?
We'll do a lot of just jam. That comes from a lot of us are, you know, ranging from minimally trained to jazz being our primary thing. We all have some sort of improvisation background. So sometimes on stage we'll make up songs, I guess, that go along. However, but by and large, I mean, here, basically our writing process is, you know, we all know theory. We all know what to do. And it comes down to just like, I think it's just how any other, you know, quintet would work. You know, any composer who's dealing with written music works. So you come in, you got your charts, you've thought them all through. There aren't a whole lot of augmentations made to it in the process. I mean, honestly, like sometimes we come in and what's on paper is what we do. You know, maybe we'll move a couple sections around or we'll, you know, repeat things. But I mean, by and large, the paper is where we start with original tunes. And with arrangements too, because we need somewhere to go with arrangements. You know, we need someplace to start from and then like step off from. But yeah, I mean the originals are definitely it's less romantic than I think people would like to think. It's fairly regimented.
What advice would you have for people wanting to start a brass band?
Find people that you like and keep your ears open, because there's brass band possibilities in all music. There's all sorts of music that just wants to be funkified.